If something sends a fire and it burns down the Eved, the person's chayav misa, right?
Right.
So you see, it's not just a get and have to work out to shlumim. We're going to be killing a person based on this klal of Eishim Shokitzot.
But that's also a point of the Zikin. It was damaged by fire,
not damaged. Killing someone. If you're chayiv misa, you don't chayiv misa to cause damage. You're chayiv misa for the act of killing someone. If it's considered that it's his act of killing that person, so it should be considered his act of life in the fire on Shabbos, or it should be the difference. So, Mishnah Peretz, good morning. We're saying over a very famous question of the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef asked the question, I've been waiting in my belly to ask this for a long time. Anyway, he asked that if we hold, we had the machlikas Eishim Shulchitza, Eishim Shulchitza, that the Mandal Eishim Shulchitza, that we have machlikas had to define the act of lighting a fire. His act of lighting a fire, like just you having an animal which you didn't look after, that's very short, you should look after your ox. No, the act is Eishim Shulchitza. Says Rashi, the Iyuka of it, the Abakid, he actually did it. Which is like Isaiah Kates, he actually did it. You called it. And we saw because of Eishim Shulchitza, the person, if he sent the fire and it killed an Eved, it's considered that he actually killed that Eved. If the Eved couldn't run away, it's considered his act. So the question is, if so, to bring the Mug Yosef, how can one light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? If you're Eishim Shulchitza, I light a candle. That candle keeps burning throughout Shabbos. That's Iyu Ka'ovid, as if I did that lighting. So should we consider if I did that lighting for the whole time during Shabbos, which is an Issa D'Oraisa of Chilul Shabbos?
Is it not the case that in the case of candles, you are controlling the fire, all of the spread light? Light can spread, and light does not have this point in the light of the candle. You're giving the light to the actual content of the actual where it's burning, which is then much then less than the single fire, which is not spreading at all.
So you're saying that since it's staying in the same place, therefore it's not called Kitzov?
Yeah.
Since it's staying in the same place, why should that be? Everyone travel, that's considered that I did that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't travel, so you say everything happened beforehand. This is 100% true, because although it's not traveling distance-wise, it's burning more and more and more of the oil downwards. So what's the difference to which way it's traveling? It's traveling this way or that way? If we would have a different type of floating wick, that the floating wick would instead of going from up, down, would go from right, left, and would burn the oil as it would move along.
But it doesn't move along. The oil moves to the fire. So the flame is stationary. It's sucking up the oil and bringing it up to it and staying where it is. So
it's a way of how fire works. It sucks out oil. So that sucking out the oil was done by me. It's me doing it. Which is the right on Shabbos.
But
look for them on the ace of hand, we light Shabbos candles. If your nation should know,
I just said Yosef, I thought
that Yosef. No, Nimuk Yosef, it's Yosef's favorite safe.
So that one is really the spread of the fire, not the fire itself.
Why? If your nation should get to the child, that everything that happens afterwards is you covered, it's if you did it yourself. You did it yourself. So all the continuous burning of this flame.
Our machlokes in the spread of the fire, there is no spread.
So you're saying everyone should hold it also?
No.
Why? I should not be Mutzah. Because you're not saying a chiddush, which is saying a chiddush that if it doesn't spread, that means it all happened already before.
This machlokes is in the spread of the fire, not the fire itself.
Right. So you're saying, and therefore, if it spreads, that's considered he did something on Shabbos. Let's say if a person would light a fire on Erev Shabbos and Madura, and it spread on Shabbos, then it would be Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos Shabbos. If it stayed where it was, then there's no Chilul Shabbos. Okay, let's have a slightly different question, which is also a halacha b'mefureshes. You're a person allowed to make a Madura, a furnace to keep the house warm, on Shabbos, and you can make by lighting a little bit on Erev Shabbos, and during Shabbos it will burn more. You're allowed to do that. Why? Why is it not chilul Shabbos? He asked the same question. Okay, he asked that question as well. Why is it not chilul Shabbos? If you're ka'avid, ishim shumchitza, you're doing it. Should be chilul Shabbos. The reason.
He did the act at the time that he put the fire. After that, the fire, it's the fire, if it spreads, whatever it does afterwards, it's attributable to him insofar as it causes damage or does something. But otherwise, I mean, his active act, as opposed to the passive act, whatever you want to call it, happened at the time that he...
Sure, I was saying, you're very long to Shazam, it's an okay answer. So when a person shoots an arrow, when a person shoots an arrow, I'm not talking about the age of the man, a person shoots an arrow and it kills somebody, or it damages property, the reason why he's higher is because of that act that he did. Everything was included in that original act. The fact the guy died, or the fact the guy got his property got ruined, all happened then when he shot the arrow. Everything that happened afterwards is all relates back to his act. He's not chayim because he killed the thing person then. Let's say it took 2 minutes for that arrow to reach that person. He's not chayim misa only because of what happened 2 minutes later. He's chayim misa because when he shot the arrow then. And obviously we need somebody to die for it. That's it's not. But the act of shooting the arrow is the act of ritzicha. And for that is chayim. The act of ritzicha is then. Now, give me a minute, what would be if the guy shot an arrow and it damaged somebody's property, but by the time the arrow got there, the person had died. The one who shot the arrow died. The one who shot the arrow died. So was he a mazik? Does his children need to pay up for the damage which this person did? Or we say no. But by the time the damage happened, he was already dead. And no. The damage happened when you shot the arrow. It's still alive. Yes, it's true, it's still alive. Still there. But the damage, the chiyuv, the act of damage happened then. That was the act of damage. Happened 2 minutes earlier. What was included in this act of damage? Right, to wait to see. Did the act of damage happen then? The act of damage happened then, and therefore, when it breaks afterwards, he is chayv to pay. But when was he chayv to pay? Already 2 minutes earlier. You have to pay for the act that you did 2 minutes earlier. So Mameda says that so lighting a candle for Shabbos or in the case of the Madura is no problem. Because like we're saying, the act is not Shabbos, I'm doing the act afterwards. That was his question. You're doing the act throughout Shabbos. Not true. There's one act. And the act happened before Shabbos. What was included in the act? What was included in the act is that the candle will be burning throughout Shabbos. But when was the act done that made the candle burn throughout Shabbos on Erev Shabbos? Included in the act on Erev Shabbos is all what's going to be afterwards. But he didn't do anything afterwards. It's not considered that he lit. It's not considered something should say, oh, that he broke this and this and this and this and this. No, he did one act, and that act included whatever happened afterwards. And he's chayim for that act. And by the words of the Nebuk Yosef. So the end of it. The person chayim, if you want to look at the Nebuk Yosef, it is on daf in the old Gemara. The Yud. I'll just read out aloud because it's quicker that way. You're welcome to alter it.
Yud.
It says in mine is like 4 white lines. Can I in Shapir? Can I be built to Shapir? Loikashima. Shechiyuva Mishun Chitzov Kizoyaka Chitz. It's like somebody sends an arrow. Shevishol Shiyotza Chitz Mitaras Yodor. From the moment the Chitz left his hand, but Oyster Shaw Nasa Hakoy. Everything happened at that moment. When he shot the arrow, everything was included. Everything happened at that moment of shooting the arrow. We don't consider it, no, it's a continuous act of the shooting of the arrow. Oh, he broke this, and now he broke that, and now he broke the third thing. You can't. We don't say that. How do you know that? If somebody shoots an arrow, and it breaks, let's say, 25 things. Why did he have those 25 things? Is it because he broke now this, and then that is a new act of damage, He says it can't be, because you're an anus. You can't stop the arrow then. He shot the arrow. Now he can't stop the arrow. And it's breaking another thing. So he's an anus. So he shouldn't be chayim. Also, Jesus is going to say that, but and not, says Rav Yehuda. The reason why you're chayim is because all those 25 things was all included in the original act you did. The moment you did that act, that means then I broke this and this and this and this and then this. At that moment, I broke it. Mm-hmm. Anyone remember a similar thing which we had once upon a time? Very good. Somebody throws a kli out from the Shema from the top. It's considered he broke it already. Why? Because that act of dropping is obviously the thing has to break, and then if it wouldn't break, that's just a lie. He did the act, the original act which he did, that was the breaking of the kli. But you know, it's still alive. Yeah, it's still alive. It's not. He broke that act, broke it. So too, the Gabi, knights and camels, or any of the other things that we do before Shabbos, where it keeps going, the original act of placing the light in the candle, putting the light in the wood, of putting the pot on the fire, that original act was the act that destroyed it.
It's the inverse of the, we have to have the case in the Sugya with the wall. If he shot the wall, or if the wall fell down, you know, if the wall was up at the time that he shoots it, he didn't cause any damage, he didn't kill anybody, because at the time he did the act, nothing was going to happen.
Very good.
If subsequently the wall falls down and it causes damage, something it wouldn't be liable. It's not like, oh, now he caused damage at the time when it broke.
Right, very good. It's something to the opinion which you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just say, I'm very sure that the Mishpah can hear exactly what you're saying. Person shoots and doesn't act, then that act shouldn't have caused any harm. And then the wall broke, and now it can. It wouldn't be a chayv for it. Because the reason why you're chayv is because of your original act. Anyone know an example to that, besides what we had in our sugya? Somebody did an act which shouldn't have caused any damage. And even if after ultimately it did cause damage, you wouldn't be chayv.
An arrow or something, and the person moves in front of it.
Okay, something which we had once. The case which we had, something did an act that couldn't have caused damage, and then afterwards, what? It caused damage.
We threw
something off the roof. There you go. You threw something off the roof, bring the key off the roof, and then the pillow underneath it. So even though afterwards the pillow gets taken out, he's not chayv. Because the reason why he'd be chayv is because of your original act. And that original act couldn't have damaged. So the reason why you're chayv eshem shum chitzot, it means your arrow, just like what you do when throwing a kli or shooting an arrow, it's all included in the original act. What's included in this act? Whatever happens afterwards. But what happens afterwards is not a new act. It's all my original act. So to light some Shabbos candles, no problem. When you light Shabbos candles, your original act was on Erev Shabbos.
How do you analyze the case of somebody walking on normal speed, and by the time the arrow gets to him, the person will get more to get hit?
Right. They're in the kind of case.
No.
They mount themselves.
Unless the times are needed to see them.
That's for base 10
people.
I don't know. So don't understand something.
I don't understand why it's unnecessary by the second kli if he's shooting more than one kli. The fact that he can't stop it, the first kli, he can't stop either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So why isn't everything called an onus?
That's right. It would all be an onus. As soon as they let shot the arrow, you can't stop it. Okay, so now, Yossi, when you're flying, I'm going to give you some nice thoughts to think about. There's a Gemara that says that in Tainis, about Chubun Beis Hamikdash, when was Chazal, when did Chazal make the Tainis of on Tisha B'Av. What happened in Tisha B'Av? It's a fire at Tisha B'Av. And when did it actually get burned? Around in Tessah. So Rabbi Yochanan said if he would have been around in those days, he would have made the Gzeir, the Tikkunai, we should fast on the 10th, not on the 9th. It was all done on the 9th. He would have done on the 10th. Right? So the Kasha is, according to the Rabbi Yosef, that was Eish Mishum Chitzel, his Pshat. That all happened earlier. So when the lit, basically just put the lit on the 9th, it was as if everything that happened on the 10th happened on the 9th already. So why is Rabbi Yochanan brought Eish Mishum Chitzel? Why is he saying that it should be on the 10th? He should hold it should be on the 9th. Rabbi Yochanan is a shitter on Eish Mishum Chitzel. Chitzel is like an arrow where everything's included in the original act. So in Biden Shalom, all the Romans, whoever it was, I'm going to blame on that lit the Beis Hamikdash on the 9th. It's true, it really only got burnt on the 10th. But everything was included in the original act on the 9th. So Amila, you should have to, we should fast on the 9th of the month. Why do people say he would have said on the 10th? It's a steer to the shit of Muki Yosef. It's the castle of Amnimism. Amnimism, right? Father of Hashem Shmuel. Big guy. He asked this question. If you hold, we have this question. How can you ever light the candles on Erev Shabbos if you're on the Eish Mishum Chitzel, if you did it on and on? To which we answer no, since the case is not true. Eish Mishum Chitzel doesn't mean that you did it on and on. It means whatever happened, it's that I did it right at the start. If so, then it's possible if the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed on the 10th, but was started lighting on the 9th. It means literally in the act of light and the light included the destruction of the 10th. And if so, you shouldn't have to. A valid posture, we should have a tzoyim on the 9th. Yeah, if Yechron of all people, all the Yishmash of Chitzov, held it should be on the 10th. That's the big cash. Sure, what do you say?
Now we're there on Saturday.
You can think about it.
Or I mean, I don't know, I have an idea.
Yeah. Think.
You're talking about. On Shabbos, when you light the candle before Shabbos, that's going to be the natural thing that's going to happen. Here,
until Shabbos, let me just say before the answer lies in something which we've learned once before.
Oh.
Okay, so if what you're going to say is something new, that's not going to be the answer. Answer lies in something which we learned already in this period.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's the biggest clue I'll give to you. Okay, so that's the cash. The cash is that. If so I can understand without Rabbi Yosef, I can understand why he would want it to be on the 10th, because the act that it got burned down on the 10th. But it's not true. Rabbi Yosef says it's not when it gets burned down. The point is that included in the original act is everything that happens afterwards. It's Pashat, it's the 9th. So why did we have anything? Based on something which we had once in Asugya, it's a thesis. We had once on an Ahmed base at the bottom of the Ahmed. We could have an answer to this question. Yeah, sure. Yes, you put something based and place something based at the bottom of the moment. That's pushing. If you're really asking, it's on the Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
The camel
base? Nope. Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
Is this
when somebody smashes
the problem on the way down and converts it?
Yeah, it's connected
to that. And the person who hits it is considered already broken
and they have spun it and they smash it
on the way down. But if you are going to hold it inside,
then
it's subsequent
back.
Yeah, but
we're passing a lot. That building, and we can
figure it out. Right, video.
If you, if it's because of transparency, then if he shoots an arrow in the kli, then it would be, you would be not high until it breaks. Versus if he throws the kli down from the roof.
No, that's not, that was not, no, that wasn't the point. No, it's close. So, do you remember we saw Tsurius is if Tsurius basically understand what we started with, yeah? We saw Tsurius, even though you might hold if you throw the key down, it's not, it's already called broken, but by Tsurius coming towards the key, we said the key is not broken. Why is it not broken? So we said that nothing's happened to the flag. That was what we said then. But I added a little point. When referring to not mamish the states, maybe it's not such a factor. The Yisrael says, it's as if everything happened before Shabbos. So let's look at the Shabbos candles. Is there any candle, any light on Shabbos?
No, it's not Shabbos,
yeah. On Shabbos, when you look at the candles, there's anything there?
Yeah,
I don't understand. I thought everything that happened before Shabbos, it should be already out. When I lit the candle, it included an accident, it was all the oil got burnt out, then it should be out. Why is it burning? Answer, of course, it just didn't mean that as a question. Then to say that the physically it's there. Of course, physically it's there. But the act of this of burning it, that happened earlier. But it's physically burning. So when we're mourning about the Beis Hamikdash, we're not mourning about the act, not mourning about the act that somebody lit the Beis Hamikdash. We're mourning about the fact that Beis Hamikdash is not there. And even if it's burning, it's not as if it's gone already. The act of destruction happened. It's true, the act of destruction happened at the beginning of the night. But the Shekhinah, the Beis Hamikdash, that was still there. And we're mourning the fact that it's not there. That's what we're mourning. That's what we're mourning. So even though we hold Eishim Shem Chitzom, and we definitely hold Eishim Shem Chitzom, and when the Romans lit the Beis Hamikdash, it's as if they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash already on the 9th. But that's not what we're mourning about. We're mourning the fact that the Beis Hamikdash is no longer. And that's a situation I would mourn on the 10th. Because on the 10th is when the Beis Hamikdash was no longer. That's the...
So the Shekhinah
was here on the 9th. The fact that the Beis Hamikdash is no longer. We had a mocking when we could bring the korbanos and everything.
Well, that's the magic of the shadow of the fourth. We destroyed the story. I'm saying that it was like the guy with the baseball bat. He broke something that was already broken.
Right.
So there was no real destruction of the knife because this knife was spiritually destroyed.
No, and then you say there's more anything.
So then the actual mice of it destroyed it.
Yeah, okay, that's not the bottom. I'm saying it's all that we need answers. Now, what we're mourning is that we're mourning that we don't have that mocking where we can be. Where we can offer up our COVID on this. And that is still destroying it. No, so I'm just saying a similar example. It's not exactly.
I wouldn't answer that question. I wouldn't answer that way.
But... It's not exactly. Yeah, no, it's not exactly the same as straight. So it's just that it doesn't do anything to it. Bad reaction. But the point is that there's a chiluk between the act of destruction and whether it is gone, right? Whether it's destroyed. If somebody shoots an arrow, that's what I meant. But when the guy shoots an arrow, that kli is still there, right? So who are they when you start lighting the fire, considerably burning it? That kli is still there. The Beis Hamikdash is still there, and we are mourning the fact that Beis Hamikdash isn't there. Top all that is a little bit of grush for you to think over the next. It's cool. Let's go right back to our Gemara. We're holding the Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Today we hope to finish Rashi. And the Mirz Hashem start the second round. So, so we had the kasha come to Rabbi Yochanan. How do you have a case? How do you have a case where you're parted from Tama? Rabbi Yochanan leads him to the kitzur. So, how do you have a case of parted from Tama? How can you have a case of parted from Tama? All right, Tama. Is some type of lack of shear, and if you're Ishmael Shokin, so it's all the Mamalik, all the Mazik doesn't have a top shear of Shaykh. This is just a recap, okay? And we had a question in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds Ishmael Shokin, how will we find a case where you're potter for Tomon, for something hidden in fire? All right, Tomon is a svara in fire that since you didn't look after your fire, you're pondering for something which isn't so visible. But if Eishim Shom Chitz, if you're high for Eishim Shom Chitz, so it's considered Odom Hamazik, Odom Hamazik is no Ptorim. You shouldn't have looked after you. You should have looked up. You couldn't expect you to look after your thing. Odom Hamazik is high for Eishim. So he should certainly be high for Tom.
Was it coming back
for things
that he
didn't? And if it's an onus, gone. But if it's not, the Gemara in Akonis says we're talking about Kalim, which is normal to keep in a haystack.
But we want that the fire or versus an arrow.
Because if it's just something that it's my property that should have looked after, since I didn't see those Moyugin, it's something I can say, okay, I didn't think about it. Not an onus, something I never dreamt about. It's something which isn't visible. So you can't say, oh, I should have looked after my property, but stop it. I didn't see that thing that was going to get damaged. So Rashi here on the Amud says it's called Shogeg. Okay. It's called Shogeg. But by the arrow, there's no two of Shogeg, because the arrow is Odom Hamazik. And Odom Hamazik is Chayv even for Shogeg.
Lighting
a fire. If you light a fire and then the fire starts spreading, you've got Ishim Shem Moinu. So then, what was my chiyuv to look after this fire? As long as I'm not pesher on the fire, I'm not chayuv. So now,
the fire,
it is a fire.
It's pesher.
Yeah. And then what happened? That fire spread. First of all, you're saying it was a pesher. He lived in his own house. Nobody said it's pesher. He lived in his own house, right? Tom on your chayuv. If you light in somebody else's property, your chayuv is Tom. Somebody else's property. We learned in Hakuris. Talking about you're letting your own properties. You're allowed to light your own property. You're not Bishir. The Bishir was you didn't look after this fire that spread further.
Couldn't prevent it.
And you didn't. Right. So then you're chayv for only something which is obvious that it's going to get burned down. Anything which wasn't obvious, it was hidden, or something I didn't have to think of. Something which I want in front of my mind. It's not called the Pshir, it's called the Shogeg, and for that, you're potter. That's all very good. If you're on Eishim Shom Mamoino, if you're on Eishim Shom Chitzo, then when you shot this arrow, when this guy shot the arrow, whatever happened in the arrow is considered that guy's act. So even if he's a Shogeg, a person's fine with Shogeg. Depends on the potter, as she said. The Chayim is a Shogeg Kamezi, in his Grotzim. See, a Chayim is a Shogeg. So why is there a p'tur of Tom? How will we find the case of a p'tur of Tom? So the Gemara tried to one suggestion with the wall falling down, and the Gemara said no, then you wouldn't be chayvim for the golem. Why chayv for golem? Where's the case where you're potter for Tom and chayv for golem? Golui, galui. That would be the case. They're potter for Tamun and chayv for galui. If you're saying the wall fell down, then everything else happened after has nothing to do with me. Even the galui, even what's visible, I shouldn't be chayv. And if the wall didn't fall down, it was always down in the first place, then I should be chayv even for Tamon. So where's the case where you got a tour of Tamon, but chayv for God? So the Gemara said, the example was, no, the Gemara retracted. Ella, the Gemara made a major U-turn and said, man de isle, mishum by the aleph, in the Gemara, you see the Aleph in the Gemara? No. The next Aleph.
It's a Aleph from brackets.
Maybe
first problem is
maybe you're fancy more than that. Yeah. Wherever the case, you got two Tom and the Chayv Golem. Chayv for Golem. Hello, the man, the Islay Mishum Chitzov, Islay Nami Mishum Moinu. We have a U-turn, a retraction. Hello, the famous Hello. Hello means scrap everything in until now and start again. So, what do we learn until now? Murray Dikamachlik is the Rechon Shogis. The Rechon Old Islay Mishum Chitzov, Peshogis Old Islay Mishum Moinu. And Shogir Birchon doesn't hold on the Moinu, we thought. He holds only Chitzov. Next. Hello, the man is Mishum Chitzov. is the Inami Mishnah Amorim. He also holds all Reish Lakish is Parchim. The man that is the Mishnah Kitzov is the Inami Mishnah Amorim. He does not know the Amorim. So what's the case? So what's the case of Tomah that he's going to be Chapotah for? Very important. The Guri, Shehoyele, the Guri Joab, the Loi Gom Joab. He shot his arrow and the wall was up. The wall collapsed. The arrow went further. Right? So he shot his arrow. He lit the fire. If you would like the fire when the walls are up. So how far did the chitz go? How far could his chitz go? How far did the fire go? Up to the wall. Anything after that is not considered his act. But the wall then fell down. And he had an ability to stop the fire spreading after the wall collapsed. He had the possibility to put on the fence up, and he didn't. He was negligent, and he didn't do it. Is he going to be chayiv for anything it burns further? If it burns down further, would he be chayiv? Chayitz of not. There's no chayitz. But mine. It's his mind. You should look after his mind. Reish Lakish would say a chayiv, and if you're a chayiv, you're also chayiv. Reish Lakish agrees to. And what would he be chayiv for? Would he be chayiv for Goloi or even Tamun? Here, he'll be chayiv for Goloi. The rest, why do you want to say he's chayiv? Because he didn't look after his fire. His fire, he shot his arrow in his garden. The wall was up, he couldn't have gone further. The wall killer came down, he could stop it from going further. He could stop it going further as an act of a shia in shia. He didn't look after his fire. So he's going to be chayiv for shia. Is it shia things which are visible? Yes. Is it shia things which are hidden? No, it's not shia. But you won't be chayiv for tamun. Have a case where you'll be chayiv for galui and potter for tamun. Right? Since we have say Rabbi Yochanan holds of Reish Lakish as well, Rabbi Yochanan of Eish Mishum Kitzav holds Eish Mishum Memoinoi. He holds also Memoinoi. So always, whenever he does an act of fire, there's two things that's on his head. Number one is my act I did. And number two is my property. I have to look after my property to stop it from damaging further. So if when he did the act, his act couldn't have done anything, so very good, okay, Mitanya act, you're okay, but what about your property? Your property is causing damage. So if you can't protect it, okay, your property, I guess. If you can protect it, you would be share. So you'd be chayav to pay. You'd be share, you're going right there, right there. I'm only share on something goloi. Come on, I'm potter. And all the money is the mishum chitzov, is the nami mishum marino. The goyim, shoyer, the goydo, the loy godro. There's the gemara, the awesome shoyer, he's considered his ox, the loy top of barpe. He didn't look up, he didn't lock it up in front of it.
What is
the top of barpe? Top is to lock up in front of it. Little translation, I don't know what. Rashi says, no, before no. Must be locking up in front of it. Right? To lock up, to lock it up. What we would say in English. He didn't lock it up. So he's going to be chayiv. Right? Okay, so then now we know if Yerichan holds Reish Lakish, what's the nafkamina between them? What's the nafkamina between Yerichan and Reish Lakish? If Reish Lakish, if Yerichan holds Reish Lakish, always chayiv shemoi. So where's the, what's the big difference that he holds of also chitzot? What's the difference? He anyway has to look after his own house. If it's somebody else in shop, very good. Non to Rashi, that would be
Afkimina.
Right, and that's still true. Non to Rashi, that would be Afkimina. If it wouldn't be his property, and he shot the arrow, to be Chaim for Chitzov. Right, very good. The Gemara is a different one. He's Chaim for four things. If it's Chitzov, so you're chayiv for nezek, tzar, ribui, sheves. If it's just your mamoin, you're only chayiv because of nezek. If the shoy damage is not chayiv for tzar, ribui, and sheves, so meila lechayivoy ba'arbo. Now there are the nafkamin, as you said, one, so he's going to bring another bunch of them. Ah, the nafkamin. Moses gets one nafkamin. Nafkamin between the two of them is a kundri shlok, you should never chai ba'avot voim.
Only in a situation where he could, where he treated as being
very good. Yes, only in a case where his arrow could have got there. But if there was a wall and the wall collapsed on that, he wouldn't be sure.
No, no, just
then he didn't be high from him.
What if this happened?
The Torah says by Nezek Tzarek B'Shemes, we should only sell them all the money. Doesn't say by money. Says Rashi. Here we have some Rashis, we have to do them line slightly on the long side, but we'll get through them in the Shem. Says Rashi, Islay Meshuvnami Meshmemoinoi is about the first word of the money is a cheres, and it's about 8 lines down in the narrow lines. 8 lines down in the narrow lines. Is the Nami Rishon Amrin? Is it? Yossi? Acheres?
Yes,
Acheres. Is the Nami Rishon Amrin? Be'echa deleke lechiyuvim mishum chitzov. And in the case where you can't be mechayim because of chitzov, this is very beautiful on the Yom Aminoi. Be'echa weh deleke lechiyuvim mishum chitzov. You couldn't obligate him, make him liable. Because of chitzov, the ikel if you be mishum emoinoi, but there is a cause to make him liable based on the fact that it's his money. Mechay vinolei, we will make liable, we will charge him for it. Hilkoch lein in godwin, something which is revealed. Avagam to cover by chitzov, even though his arrow had finished, meaning that the wall had blocked the arrow, couldn't have gone further. So he's not chai because of chitzov, but chai b'shem amin. But the going, shahoyer aligodim. This Rashi is the most amazing Rashi. I'm sure you all spotted it. The going, shahoyer aligodim. Says Rashi, you want to know a case where you're chai for Golim, but not for Tolan? A case where you should have stopped the fire. The block did. And you didn't. And it burnt down a sack, a chai for a hay. Says Rashi, you should have blocked it. But Terem Tavoy had Leika Shom before the Leika passed from his property. But Terem Tavoy had Leika Shom before the Leika passed from there. Hoyaloi Shois, he had time for Yochoi Legoidro, and he could have done, he could have fenced it up.
So once it passed,
he only wanted to put it down to the border.
If he couldn't have stopped it by the border, but he could stop it after the border, there's no deal.
So Rashi says, isn't that an amazing Rashi? Rashi's telling you that if, when you let that find your barbecue in your garden, you're okay. And then you're out of the fence. And then an earthquake came in the middle of the night, some of the fire went, and you went out of your garden and into somebody else's property. And at that moment, you're able, after in the other part of the property, you're able to start bringing up some type of fence to stop the fire from burning more. Not having to do that. So that not having to cause damage, but don't do that. It's an amazing chiddush. And the place where we had something similar, which we had something similar, is, remember that? In Taf. There's something like that. We had an animal that fell down. No, okay. An animal fell down from the Rishus HaRabim and landed in somebody's field. Boimus landed in somebody's field. So it says that you can hold, the animal can eat in that field. You don't need to pay. If anything it does in that field, you don't need to pay. Why? Because it didn't come in Bipshir. Didn't come into that field Bipshir. As long as the entrance was Boimus, anything happens after it's deposit. So, similar thing Rashi was saying about Isha as well. If the entrance, if it leaving your property with a pshia, you'll be chai. If when it left your property, you won't pay shea, anything afterwards is not my
fault. Wasn't there an opinion, though, in that case where if he around that area, but outside of that area where it landed, then he'd be chai for
it? What does the machalik just say? Come on, right. It's an old field, old thing.
Right, yeah.
Give me this Rashi again.
Yes. Isn't that an amazing Rashi? It's worthwhile coming for this Rashi. We're going, Sharon and the Goyjo. The case where you're going to be chai for galui, but not for tamun, is a case that you should have fenced it. When should you have fenced it? The term tavoy hadeleka shom. In my Gemara, it's underlined twice. The term tavoy hadeleka shom. Before the fire passes there. Hoyot lo yishois near time, v'yokhe le goyda, and he could have fenced it.
Sorry, but I would like to argue.
Wait, let me say first. Once it leaves his property, or just his neighbor's property,
it went into the machine's problem.
There's no fees given. I wasn't sure about the interpretation.
Yes.
What
Shama
means, neighbor's property, or
the haystack? What's Rashi saying it's four words for? Finally, the good job. He had time to fence it up. What's bothering Rashi? What's Rashi adding in? B'tem tava legashon. Rashi, you had the ability to stop the fire.
Yeah.
Why is Rashi not saying that? What's bothering Rashi? What's Rashi saying to them for? What is it?
They are accused of the head of the shirov. You could have fenced it off.
B'tem Tavoy had legashon. Before reaching the fire will pass there. That's the words. But then Tavoy had legashon. Before the fire passes there. If Rashid has meant he could have boarded up before it burnt the haystack, he could have just written nothing, in fact. He had time to fence it up. And what would you think it means if the Gemara says, and he had time to fence it up? What would you think it means? Right? He had time to fence it up. Says Rashi, no. Four words. What's Rashi telling us?
Before the haystack,
doesn't
say anything about that.
Before the haystack parted there.
In this case, burn. Same words. I don't know.
Hidlik, we've had never the word tavoy. It's always the word hidlik, sort of, never tavoy. Never. Look at them. This is ancient.
Did he mean that?
Hidlik is a godish. A madik is a godish. Sort of is a gdi.
He's not burning. He means stop. I mean, burn.
Tavoy is the past. We don't use the word biur when it comes in the rush. Never.
It's
a rush of biur, although the Torah rush of Kurdish name. Yeah. Right.
Anyway,
So why does Rashi say things? Me at least, and also other people, understand that means before it passes to go there. Anyone said otherwise? No. You should have been that before the fire.
Why is he saying the word Leka?
That's your cash line. That's your cash
line. I believe you got the pieces there.
No.
They're an obligation.
They're like, yeah.
That's my property to rebuild the fence.
Yeah, sure. I mean, to stop it from going and causing damage.
But when he looked at the fire,
It was property, so it was okay to do that.
And there was no Pashia before there wasn't fence.
And now there is, because his money's now. What happens if he has an ox in his garden, and the ox, he had locked up the ox well, and the wall fell down?
Said it's mama.
Yeah. Mama.
You know, it's his
fire. So he should put over the fence. We find a similar thing by Shimon Rega. Here's Rashi's Chiddush. A bomb Chiddush. A Chiddush for the Meish.
My
favorite sefer is the Daikid, and it's so MS. Amitish and Torah.
Isn't?
Or it's Kuf Tzadi of a Nochum. It says, Meduyut Mitvav, Tachiyubo Rami Akai Gamne, Tehoya Peyod in the Goyla, Koytem Shetikonis and Shustamim. Abuchai Gamne. He had no time to go to the boys' shop. And they act like she nichnasa after already entered the other person's rishus. Potom. Even though he could put up a fence before damages, he could do it.
So why should he put up in that case?
So
be. Yeah, I wonder why should
it
be in that case?
By Shannon Ray, by Shannon Ray.
That's not Ryan.
Right. Because I'm going to look after my property.
Yeah.
My job to look after my property is in my resources.
What?
Like we find a Shannon Regal.
Oh, that's so tricky. And the animals were roaming out.
And they left your house?
Yeah, they
roll so, out. As long as they have more change than the other person brought to you, you have to look after them, sure. But the minute they enter the other person brought to you, when you are unable to look after it, so we pass it, that we got to shed and regal at least, that you're put up. If you look in the Rosh, Perig Vov, Halacha Zayin, anyone who is, as one of those Gemaras, which has the Rosh at the back, maybe all of you, the Rosh says, Bob, halacha zayin. I'll just read that out to you anyway. It's just this halacha. Rav Kana said that the animal fell into a field of boinus. Your bottom, that's a real garbage. You said, Kim dan afilo is a boinus, loikarino be vishilach uvir. He's not considered vishilach, he's not considered uvir. And we pass him even the whole field. Even though he knew, he could take the animal out, he's still a potter. The beinon of shilach ubia. He needs the shilach ubia. He didn't have that, but okay. He wasn't peshe, and the pet went in. And if you even said, that's how we passed it, even the whole field, the whole day. The whole day.
What's the guy on the page? Just watch it. Only
yep, Pashinan is. There's no clear magic in such a case, but Shen and Rega. I can, it's not like that. I can, but
there's no place anywhere. But it's so the animal leaves Plonius property. Okay, there's a break on wall, and in this point, and it goes into the Rishus Rabin. Through the Rishus Rabin, and it goes into Shimon's property.
So if he wasn't able to stop him from going to Shimon's property, it's a big share. If he wasn't able to stop it but going into Shimon's property, is there any in Shimon's property? Come to a very well, he's not kind for magic.
He won't is that what we're going to be
doing? Yeah, from Canada, that's what we pass him. If you had one to whole field, Canada's a little bit better. The Meister actually said that even by Aish, Givaldi. One look at maybe I missaid it slightly. I'm saying if you could have stopped it before he went into his, left his property. The cooler it is before it goes into the other person. All goes in the other person. If it's all going into Shisarabin, and I could put up the fence in Shisarabin to stop the fire going into the other person's property, probably I would be high. And before it goes into the other person's property, the minute it's gone into the other person's property, I'm not high.
What the reasoning behind this? Because he didn't send
it. It wasn't for share.
It's not for share.
Yeah. So that's not much. It's for another thing to think about when you're 10,000 feet up in the sky. Below your guard door.
So that means we're all flying.
Yeah, we are definitely flying. Below your guard door. Next round, below your guard door. He didn't fence it up. The Avagab, the Lekel, the Chiyuve, Ahem, Arishoy. even though on the original lighting you could be mechayvim. Why not? Why could you change the lighting? Because it was a fence up, so you couldn't have got there. Mischayev al shem soifo, he's still chayev. What happened to him? Shalosh shimer gechato, he didn't protect him. So ligdoy the panel, the fence up in front of it. Shalayu, one more. Shalayu, it's considered an ox, but on top of ba'apoy, says Rashi, I'm explaining this line. It's like somebody brought his ox into a pen, below not al befono, and he didn't lock it up in front of it. Topach ba'apoy not al befono. The ox on the animal went out of Isaac and it damaged. Yes, yes.
Why don't you use like the same word? Look, any longer than before.
Remember, Rashi holds Ishim Shemavino is here. You go from the original source of the fire, which is the Gecheles. So, Memoina means you have to look after your Gecheles. That's what Rashi holds.
Huh?
Memoina means you have to look after the
Gecheles. It's like Gecheles right now. Right now, traveling is a fire. Yeah. It's
the same. The reason why it'd be fired is if you didn't look after the Gecheles, and therefore the fire would go through.
What is
this fire is based on some coals burning. He didn't just fire.
What does that mean? I didn't know what he
had. Now the wall's down. At least not the wall's down. He's got burning wood. Burning wood. The source of the fire is the wood that's burned. Right? That's the
source. The original source.
So now. But something in his field burning. What's burning is here? Something. So that source is what you have to look up. The reason why Rashi picks on Gecheles is because according to Rashi, the Chiyuv Shmir is the Chiyuv Shmir of the Gecheles. If it's my Gecheles, I have to look up the Gecheles. Remember, we saw by the camel went with straw. And even though the straw caught fire, since the source of the fire is the Gecheles, the one who owns the Gecheles is the one that's obligated to look after the fire, and not the one whose straw is on fire. But it's the Gecheles which is the thing. It's the sherish of all the baya, source of all evils.
It says in the sugya, in this case, it said something interesting. It said that the fire fell down.
The wall fell
down. It said over here, first word, Eichi, four lines at the top.
Yeah.
What did this? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? The fire fell down. Where was it?
Yeah.
It's not a problem here. What did he do? Was he Moshe? What did he do? They cut off flower in his father.
Very good honor. Very good honor. Is the machlokes as we show you what these words mean. The pashtus means he lit it without doing a pshia.
Without?
No. He lit it. The reason why I'm using the word not for zikr is about means he lit it without doing a pshia. It just turned out there was a zikr that the wall fell down. There is an opinion of Rambam that means that someone else lit it. Based, there was some type of accident that happened and there's fire burning in his wishes. If you shoot, although the words are very much like you're saying, it just happens as a fire in his wishes. If shoot, it means the person lit it without doing shit. Turns out there's a fire burning in his wishes that's unprotected. The Nofrod Lego is about to turn out it wasn't fire, but it should have. That's what.
Well, that's like an opening title for the Sugya, that's what it means?
Yeah.
According to that understanding?
Yeah.
Nofrod Lego means the neighbor's field?
No, it.
In the own field? So there was a fire, according to the word.
This person lit his own fire. Okay. It was protected. Wasn't a dangerous fire. And then the wall fell down and became dangerous.
Yes.
And the Nofrod Lego Yisachot just means that it turned out this fire was a dangerous fire. Because he lit the fire. But then it turned into a dangerous one. That's it. I'm asking the Russian is an interesting Russian. Nofrod Lego Yisachot is an interesting Russian. That's how
I thought it was barbecuing.
underscore cups, and the coal fell down on the floor, and then it's burned.
Okay, so he lit the coals.
He lit the coals, so he was making a barbecue, making dinner, and then the coal fell down to the floor.
Right. Okay, let's have a mistimed it again. We still haven't finished our two Russians. So well after time.
These are very long Russians.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have shit tomorrow morning then. Should we get through these two Russians? Is that okay with you? Go ahead, John.
Well, actually, no. But it's a seminar, really.
Oh, no. So maybe we'll have to do Tuesday. You're here on Tuesday? Yeah. When are you flying?
Not too
sure. All right. Look at the line. Right, okay, so Tuesday, right? So Tuesday, it's two Rashi's. And that's something for you to think about a little bit. Shitas Kibbutz of Rashi, Oyeloi, the Goyd, or Ter, Tavu, Shama, Nike. And if you want to think about this, okay, yeah, you should be thinking about that as well.
What should we be doing for
that? We start again, it's okay. Good places. Hazar. Yeah, Hazar. I wish you would still be right. We're starting the Sugar, okay? That's what we're doing. We've seen an overview of this, so you haven't seen a few Rashi. Now we're starting again, and we're Rashi again, places, for different places this time. Okay, there's many differences between Rashi places, and it's Shem. We hope to get things clear. Shem, have a very good day. Pleasure, Peretz.
See you.